You're listening to SBS News.
8 months ago, wheelchair-bound Lismore man Brian Bergen was lucky to escape with his life when record-breaking floodwaters rose to chest height inside his home.
I went to bed that night really happy because it's never really flooded inside the house. And 3 o'clock in the morning, banging on the door, get out, get out. And the people, my two friends that came and got me, pushing through the water this high up to my chest. And those fellas saved my life. And you can't get more traumatic than that. You know, how do you ever thank them? And just today is going to be the first step towards getting out.
Outside Mr. Bergen's home, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has announced the first details of a highly anticipated home buyback scheme. It will allow flood victims like Mr. Bergen to sell their homes and land back to the government and move to higher ground.
We need to do better, all levels of government. We need to do better on planning, but we also need to do better than thinking that we can do just the same thing over and over again, because we'll get the same results. And that's why I am so proud of today's announcement.
The $800 million package will cover the 2,000 most vulnerable homes in the Northern Rivers. The bulk of it, $520 million, will be put towards the voluntary buybacks. But those who want to stay will also be offered $100,000 to raise their homes or $50,000 to retrofit them. The state will also spend $100 million buying up land in flood-safe locations for new developments. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the package represents a whole new way of rebuilding following natural disasters.
We're starting on Monday. Consultation with the community will commence over the course of the week. We've already opened the expressions of interest a number of months ago when we launched the response to the flood inquiry, and we'll get it done as quickly as we can. We have to build our communities in a more resilient way, because we know that flood events that we saw this year will likely happen again.
Record-shattering floods devastated Lismore in February when the Wilson's River peaked at an unprecedented 14.4 metres. Then, the following month, the community was hit with more major flooding. More than 1,800 homes were damaged or destroyed in the two events, including Marilyn Schofield's home on the banks of the river. She says she's happy with the announcement, but she and many other survivors still don't know whether they will be eligible.
There's a lot of chat on the local socials this morning with people being really concerned that they're going to be left out of the scheme. The government are talking about those that are most at risk of catastrophic loss of life. So I can only make an assumption that if you're right on the river in a floodway, then maybe that might be you. But unfortunately, we do not have that information right now.
In the February flood, Miss Schofield had water all the way up to her ceiling. She was rescued and placed on a neighbour's roof, where she waited 3 hours for state emergency service volunteers to reach her. If she does qualify for the buyback scheme, she says the decision will be an easy one.
Having lived through many floods in my 20 years in North Lismore, I don't think it's viable to stay here anymore. It's dangerous for rescuers. It's dangerous for me, and it's not safe. So we need to get out.
With a third consecutive La Nina now hanging over the community's heads, time will be critical. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.